This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's my little boy, Adrian Chenault, and we are the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And wow, we have got a show for you today that is going to absolutely, it's going to inspire you. It's going to make you happy. And I just love this guy, and I love his books, and he is amazing, and Adrian loves him. Normally, all the guests are guys that are all thrown to mind that Adrian kind of rolls his eyes at. This guy, I had lunch with Adrian today, and he was so pumped up about this show, he wouldn't stop talking about it. I finally had to change the subject. Adrian, you love this guy. Why?
I do. I just think it's he's so interesting, and it's kind of a cool backstory because Stu and I actually connected about a year and a half ago, and so we'll tell a little bit of the story of that as well. But just an amazing guy. As soon as I started to hear his story and learn about this new book that he has just released, I was completely enthralled and intrigued. And so we're going to talk about that today. We're going to have a ton of fun. And so Stu Hynek is the author of How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed. He's also the author of a book called How to Get a Meeting with Anyone. I didn't know if it was anyone or anybody. And he is just somebody who has brought incredible creativity and even some artistry and some fun, really, to what it means to stand out and from the rest of the crowd in the world of business. He is an incredibly accomplished cartoonist for many, many incredible publications, including the Wall Street Journal, and just a really cool guy. So welcome to the show, Stu. How are you today?
Thanks. It sounds so great. I was like, I got to hear this guy.
Oh, my goodness. So, Stu, tell us a little bit about your background and how you I don't actually even know the exact order, how you either went from being a syndicated cartoonist in publications like the Wall Street Journal to being such a well-known business author or vice versa. How do these things fit together? Because you don't hear those two things together every day.
I know. I studied marketing in school, and but I was already really, really interested in cartooning, and so I ended up mixing the two very, very early in my career. I wanted to create direct mail campaigns. That's what I settled on, was creating direct mail campaigns for the big magazine publishers, so Time Inc. And Condé Nast and so on. And the thing I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to mix cartoons and personalization into these direct mail campaigns. Well, there was bad news. David Ogilvy used to say that humor doesn't work in advertising. The people don't buy from clowns and all this stuff. So all the pundits were saying the same thing. And I think, yeah, but wait a minute. Cartoons are the best read and remembered parts of magazines and newspapers. That's a finding of research. Why are you ignoring this? And anyway, my first two assignments, Rolling Stone and Bon Appetit, both of the test campaigns that I created for them with these personalized cartoons beat their controls. And I thought, okay, now I need to bring this to the rest of the publishing industry. And so that meant reaching out to about, let's say, two dozen VPs and directors of circulation that I knew would be hard to reach. And the VPs at Time Inc. and Condé Nast, and these were big companies. Tom will remember, right?
Sure. You know, way back when.
They were huge. and so I thought, well, how am I going to reach them? Well, I've got to put together a little campaign. I didn't know what to call it. I called it a contact campaign. And it consisted of a print of a cartoon, each personalized to each recipient, and a note that said, hey, this is the device I just used to beat the controls for Rolling Stone and Bon Appetit, and we should put these to the test. And I'm just going to ask you guys, what do you suppose I got? What would you expect for a response rate to a campaign like that?
I would say extremely high.
I would say low because they would never even receive the thing.
No, I say high.
All right.
It's a giant setup, you know, because actually, you know, in the direct mail business, they were always saying a 1% response rate was good, 100% response rates were impossible, and I got a 100% response rate.
Bang, bang.
Told you, Tom. Yes, that's right.
So, I knew it.
Okay, so I started creating direct mail campaigns, beat a lot of controls. So I set a lot of new records for those magazines and everyone else. But I was always coming back to, but wait a minute, there was that campaign that I did originally that got 100%. What response? What is that about? And I started playing with it and I started reaching out to, I don't know, CEOs and top decision makers, but also presidents of countries and prime ministers and celebrities, because I wanted to see, well, how far can this go? Can I meet anyone? Does that work? And it was working. And so I thought, well, isn't that cool? I've got a secret weapon. And then realized, wait a minute, everybody's trying to get meetings. People have been doing the most amazing things to get meetings. What have they been doing? And that turned into my first book, How to get a meeting with anyone, because people have been doing the most amazingly clever things to get meetings. It's just amazing. But one of the things I realized also, just going back a little bit further, one of the things, another early experience I had was I was driving down the freeway, the Santa Monica Freeway, and I spotted a weed growing out of a crack in the concrete median. And she said, man, that's amazing. This is all concrete, and it's growing out of a crack in the concrete. And so on the one hand, I'm saying, how on earth did it get there? And on the other hand, we all know how it got there. Those seeds float around and they probe every possible opportunity to take root. And I just thought, you know, what an amazing example to live up to. Could I do that? Could I be like that dandelion in my career? And it got me wondering, you know, what makes a weed a weed? What makes them so special? Because look, there are no apple trees growing out of the cracks in the concrete or petunias. They couldn't make it as a weed. So what is it that weeds are doing? Do they have a model? Is there a unified model to what they're doing? And can it be applied to business? And it turns out they do have a model and it can be applied to business. So I hope that sort of answered the question and more. But
that's cool. I love that. So we've got a few minutes before our first break here, and I want to talk. Let's spend the rest of this little segment talking about some of the things. So you had this breakthrough sort of insight that you got 100% response rate direct mailing into really high value, hard to reach targets in these big companies. This sort of a curiosity was born of that, and you went out and looked at other people who were sort of outliers in this ability to connect with really big people. And so what are some of the principles or the themes that came out of that that show up in the book, How to Get a Meeting with Anyone?
Well, you know, you're both CEOs, if I'm not mistaken, right? So you get contacted all the time as well. And when people reach out to you, when they reach out to anybody who's important, who's running a company, who's in demand, I guess one thing that would be helpful is if they know something about the company and about you and about what you're doing, what's on your mind, like what's on your plate, what are you actually focused on? So relevance is a big one. Another one is having respect for your time. If they take a lot of time to explain why they're reaching out, that they're going to waste a lot of your time. But if they're respectful of your time, that seems to show up really well. But I think the big one is showing up in a way that really is intriguing, that has people just saying, oh my God, who is this? I'm like, I love the way you think. We've got to meet.
That's so true. And so there's almost kind of two layers to this, right? The first layer is there's kind of an 80-20. The 80-20 is do like just the basic amount of background research on a company to actually be able to say something meaningful to the person and to, you know, to speak to what the company is doing. And you have in 5 minutes of time and usually less, you have already outpaced over 80% of the competition who just sends the same old copy paste to literally everybody. And if I even open it, which is unlikely, I immediately delete it, right? So it's not that hard to get first past that gate of just standing out from all the idiots out there that are not doing any work at all, right, Stu?
Yeah, I think so. And of course, you know, I'm along the way, I've left out the cartooning part, but I'm also one of the Wall Street Journal cartoons. I've got a lot of cartoons. I've used cartoons in marketing my whole career. And so I know how to use them. And if I send someone a cartoon, one of my cartoons, I get through. If I reach their assistant, who is often, you know, their job is to make sure that they don't let the wrong people through. And so if I'm saying, hi, I'm Stu Hynek, we don't know each other, but I'm Stu Hynek and I'm one of the Wall Street Journal cartoonists, and I'm sending a print of one of my cartoons and it happens to be about Tom or Adrian, I think your assistant is usually what the assistant says, what, really?
So, yeah.
So you get through.
Yeah. And so then that's where the magic and, you know, really some of the artistry and the creativity come out. And I think that's a really fun part of what you have done. And, you know, when you and I, so Stu and I connected about 18 months ago during the pandemic, largely over the similarity in the name contact mapping and contact marketing, which is what Stu came to call this sort of magic that he has created in the way that he reaches out to people. And so we started talking, and I got to sit in one time on a mastermind, so to speak, that you were running with people that you were helping to implement contact marketing. And so I got to be a fly on the wall to people who were attempting to get in the front door through, you know, somebody they don't even know who runs a multi-billion-dollar hedge fund. Somebody who's, you know, people who are, again, you know, have a lot of money, have no reason to pay attention to somebody that they don't know coming through the door. And how do they go about doing it? And it was so fun because people were trading these really creative ideas for how to open that door. And so, you know, Stu, in the students and the groups that you've worked with over the years, do any things come to mind of some really standout creative ideas that people who have followed you have used to open up some doors?
You know, I mean, not just the people who followed. You know, the thing is, people have gotten in touch and said, I read your book, and I went out and I made $300,000. That's happened a couple of times now. Like, oh, my God. We didn't charge enough for that book. But the thing that really broadens it is, what has everybody been doing, and what are the sort of like the standout campaigns? And I'm just going to tell you, I don't know how much time you have before the break, but...
Yeah, 1 minute to break.
1 minute. So the record for response to a contact campaign is over 300%. I'll probably have to explain that after the break. And then the record for ROI on a contact campaign is, the highest one we know of is 96,500,000%.
That's it.
Crazy.
So, and I think this is, there's a secret and there's a principle in there. So we're going to take a break here in just a minute. I'm going to let my poor dad say something on the other side of the break, I promise. But there's a principle there that sometimes when you slow down and you really, really put the focus and the emphasis and the effort into treating people as important as they truly are, that magic can happen beyond your wildest dreams. So we're interviewing Stu Hynek, the author of How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed. Go check out StuHynek.com, StuHynek.com at the break, and we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is Stu Heineken. No, Heineke. No, Heinek. Stu Heinek. That's how you say his name.
Yeah.
It's kind of wrong in my mind. So I thought, well, I'll just pull that elephant out of the refrigerator, see if I can piss him off to bring him back, because I did know how to say it exactly correctly. And here's what people love the most about me. And that's what I remember about them. And what Stu has done is he's written two phenomenal books doing just that, that when people get engaged by him, they're automatically related at a level they've never been before. So their curiosity is piqued by the amount of respect that Stu had with the work that he did to open up the conversation. And I love it because it's what I try to do at a very, very low level. I didn't even know a guy like this existed. And what he is doing is exactly what all of you need to do. You need to buy his books. That's that simple, right?
That's exactly right.
I'm done.
No, keep going.
No, I'm done.
I insist. All right, so how there's the ratio, like the laws of physics were defined by the two things that you shared just before the break. So how does one achieve a 300% response rate and a 96 million percent return on investment?
Well, so a couple of campaigns that I'm going to tell you about. One of them is it was actually just a business, the guy's business card. So I have to explain. It's printed on rubber, so a little sheet of rubber, and then it's pulled tight on a jig, and then they printed the fellow's name and his contact information, and then they took it off the, well, once it dried or cured, then they took it off the jig, it returns to its normal shape, and so all of the details are now squeezed together. That's the genius of the whole thing. Because so what would happen is he'd get into conversations with someone and they'd say, well, what do you do? What do you do with? And do you have a business card? He'd pull out this little floppy piece of rubber. And of course, people naturally, it's like, well, you know, like a balloon, right? Yes, exactly. You got to stretch it. And when you stretch it, it reveals it's Paul Nielsen's card. He's a fitness trainer. And guess what? He already has you exercising.
Oh, my gosh.
And so people would they'd say, can I keep your card? Yes, of course. So they'd whip it out in the office to show it, you know, like whenever they're talking to anyone, they kept it in their pockets and they'd pull it out. They'd check out this business card I got from this guy the other night. And everyone naturally, they pull it and say, look at that. The guy's a fitness trainer. He already has you exercising. And they'd just go, oh, my God, I love this so much. Can I write down his number? So Paul said that every time he handed out one of those, he'd get three or four new clients.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then the other one is, so clear your palate. Here's a startup, and they were making a tongue cleaner. So it was just this plastic tongue cleaner appliance. And they wanted to become the biggest tongue cleaner company in the world, and they started by hired these young guys at BYU, and they were running these videos on YouTube, and they had a spokesperson, and they had a giant tongue, and
so
they were doing that for a year, and they ended up selling about $1 million worth of product. That's pretty good. From YouTube videos, it's really pretty good. And then they thought, well, what's next? I know. What we've got to do is we've got to break into Walmart. And so they went the route that everyone else does. They applied and heard nothing. And so then the young guys, the ones that they're a little out of control, so they put together a little ad and ran it on Facebook. So you know, it's that little tiny size, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
And it had their spokesperson from the videos, and it said, Walmart employees have bad breath, but if you do business with them, if you put our product on your shelf, you won't. Anyway, it was the Walmart employees have bad breath that caught the attention of Walmart. They targeted it to the Bentonville, Arkansas zip code where they're headquartered, and to, you know, the right age range and educational range. So they were targeting they were trying to get the attention of the right buyer. What they got the attention of was actually it was either the communications department or legal department. I'm not sure which. So one of them reached out within 48 hours and they said, are you the guys running this ad? Yeah, we are. Oh my God, would you please take it down? Yeah, of course we'll take it down. Did you run this thing nationally? No. We just targeted it to you at your headquarters. What? Really? Well, geez, you guys are kind of, you're actually pretty savvy digital marketers, aren't you? Yeah. Well, the next thing they knew, they were introduced to the dental products buyer who said, can you support I think it was a 750 unit order, which was $1.5 million. So, you know, 1.5 times what they'd made the previous year. And it turned out that the CEO, who's the guy that I interviewed, said that he figured it was a 10x multiplier against a $2 million valuation. So that's part of why that was such a, now they're rolled out at Walmart, 6,600 stores in Walmart.
That is so, so cool. All right. Well, so we're going to take another quick break here. We're going to come back on the other side, and we got to talk about this new book, because what you are doing in How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed is remarkable. So we're with Stu Heinecke, StuHeinecke.com. Go check him out on the break. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it's Adrian Chenault, and it is Stu Hynek, and this guy is a rock star. If you do anything today, go buy his book called How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed, and while you're there on Amazon, buy his other one, because his other one rocks too. This guy was a cartoonist, and, you know, now you're illustrators. You aren't cartoonists anymore, and you go to SCAD. Where did you go to college, Stu?
Oh, I went to USC, but and I didn't study art at all. It was
Now you got to have the $500,000 degree, and you know you got to have hair and all kinds of shit. But you know, can't even cuss on the radio. Sorry about that. But anyway, yeah. So now you know this guy just went out there and rolled up his sleeves and went to work and became an illustrator for the Wall Street Journal. Then he got to hang with the illustrators and cartoonists from Playboy, Condé Nast, The New Yorker, all these great things. And he learned how they do it, which is all hard work, innovation, and thinking out of the box. I love this guy, and Adrian loves him more.
I do. I do. This book is fantastic. How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed. That is looking very funny with our green screen. It is actually this beautiful blue cover, which you're not able to see very well, but it is a fantastic, fantastic book, and I got such a kick out of this. So this probably does not come in your one off of Amazon, but when you send one out to friends, it's got this weed strategy business model in it that has a packet of dandelion seeds inside, which I just thought was so, so clever.
Oh, there you go.
And so I want to hear more about how, you know, it's such a cool idea, this thought of, okay, weeds, you know, they propagate everywhere. They have, you know, they play by different rules from everybody else. When you told me about the book, I must confess, it sounded really difficult to make that analogy really play out in work to applicable business strategies, but you have done that, my friend. And so talk about some of what you were able to observe and research in the way that that weeds work in nature and how some of those ideas apply to growing, sure, especially a startup like Contact Mapping, because that's a huge part of what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, by the way, first of all, I'm relieved to see that you didn't open up the seed packet and
oh, I dumped it in his front yard. Don't tell him.
Well, you know, well, I started at the beginning and said I was wondering, do weeds have a unified model that they all use to grow? Like we don't, we all know what it means to grow like a weed. Does that they have this unified model? And if they do, they do. If they do, is it applicable to business? And what I'm discovering is it's actually, I call the whole thing weed strategy, and weed strategy seems to be the theory of everything about growing anything, because, you know, I've been starting to get involved with consulting, just quick consulting work on this, and we're helping people grow just about anything, like a recruiting effort rather than just a business. Actually, that didn't quite come out right. But
that's super interesting. So dive in a little bit to some of these concepts and share a little bit more with our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, here's the model. They take all forms and sizes, weeds do, and they're all over the earth. But they all do the same thing. They all follow the same formula. They all leverage a fierce mindset. Got to come back to all of these, actually, but a fierce mindset they leverage a fierce mindset and unfair advantages against collective scale. And they do it according to a process that is well-honed but dynamic. That's how they do it.
Interesting.
Okay. So should I unpack that a little bit?
Yes, beyond.
So let's say the weed mindset. No, I'm not talking about, first of all, we're not talking about this kind of weed, the kind of weed you smoke. We're not talking about a bunch of guys. Like, if we're talking about the weed mindset, we're not talking about a bunch of guys smoking a bunch of dubs going, wow, man. It's the mindset that you see when you try to control weeds at all in your yard, because it's really hard to do. And it's hard to do because they fight back. They are persistent and resilient and aggressive and urgent. And you know, you can't control them, actually. So you'll see it. If you cut them down, they immediately go back to, I mean, they run their process and they immediately go back to regrowing what was lost. They don't stop. They don't fret about it. They just do it. And that is a really, really important. We're all entrepreneurs here. That's a really important set of attributes to have. Another part of their mindset too, though, is I mentioned earlier. If you see a weed, let's say if you see a dandelion in your lawn, look up, because what you'll see is it's not there alone. It's there with, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of other dandelions. They don't do things alone. They do things. They don't do it things at one-to-one scale. They do it at leverage, and they understand leverage, and they use it constantly. You know, one weed, one dandelion showing up in your lawn wouldn't be much of a factor, but, you know, hundreds of them, and they're each popping out, you know, like, let's say 15,000 seeds over a 5 to 10 year lifespan. That's really tough to control. So that's That's part of what part of their mindset is that they're also great just natural collaborators. And there's more, but that's the weed mindset. And that's, I think it's amazing that they can have a mindset even though they don't have brains.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And even, I mean, just, you know, from the perspective of some of the actual science and research that you did, part of what you talk about is that they really, like, this isn't like conceptual working together. Like, there's literal science that shows that plants are able to communicate with each other and to say, hey, there's a herd of elephants coming, you know, put the stuff that makes it taste bad into your leaves so that that'll leave you alone and move on. So there is actual connection and relationship and community being built. And that's essential. You know, you feel like you're working alone. You feel like you're a solopreneur or that you're sort of operating in a vacuum. But that, if you want to grow like a weed, that's the wrong strategy. You have to reach out and start creating those connections. Right, Sue?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought all that up because they do network and again, they're natural collaborators. And pardon me for saying this, but I think there's a huge contact patch between that and your business.
Pardon me. Yeah, we pardon you for that. Here's the: how do you become the king weed? Is there a box, or how does this all go down?
Well, let me just stand up for a second. You don't become the king weed. You become the chief weed officer.
Yay!
So awesome. You didn't even know that was coming.
Yeah, we didn't even set that up. How do you do that?
Well, you can, first of all, you can get the T-shirt at my site. here's how you do it. You apply weed strategy to your business. I think every business owner ought to be thinking in terms of applying weed strategy to their business, because I wrote the book and then when I was editing it, I mean, that's more of the experience of reading the book. I'm just saying, oh my God, I'm making so many mistakes in my own business. You know, I tend to prototype our campaigns. I want to put out things that people have never seen before, or let's say just astonishing things anyway. And so usually that involves prototyping. Sending prototypes of things out is not the way to scale anything. So you find ways that weeds help us just see things so absolutely clearly about what we need to do to grow our business. So that's how you become a chief weed officer. And of course, then you got to get the T-shirt.
Yeah, well, we'll do that for sure.
Yeah, it's super, super cool. I love it. And, you know, this ability to, you know, what I observed in reading and, you know, just learning about this model is that, you know, weeds have to not only be able to pass on the message, but they've got to pass on a message that can in turn get passed on. And so learning how to be a better communicator, learning how to build connections and networks where people not only are willing to receive your message, but they're so enthusiastic about what you're doing that they want to share it in turn. That's how that leverage begins to get creative. Is that correct, Stu?
Yeah, I think so. And again, you guys didn't pay me to plug contact mapping, but what you're doing with contact mapping is absolutely weed-like. It helps people become very weed-like because it helps them collaborate. And I think it's, you know, I was realizing this just before we went on, like, oh my God, there's such a huge contact patch here between weed strategy and what you guys are doing. I think that's amazing. But yeah, I mean, we have to create these unfair advantages as well. And that's, you know, I mentioned if there's a weed mindset and that's leveraged with unfair advantages against collective scale. And so creating unfair advantages for our business also is just critical. If we don't have unfair advantages, we really have no business being in business, and we won't be in business for long. I think you probably recognize that fully, because contact mapping is doing quite well. I can see it's doing well. And I'm kind of curious, what are some of your unfair advantages? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, we finally got people to understand that it isn't about the app. It's about the human being. And you walk into a meeting without agenda and have the agenda that you have be the agenda of a person across the table. It clears everything because everybody else is trying to pitch something and we're just hitting them right in the heart. And it becomes this little fencing game of us talking about them and them talking about their product. And all of a sudden they realize they've lost before they even started. That's one of our weed advantages. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep, I agree. And, you know, the other thing I would say is there's no one is expecting to be remembered. No one is expecting, you know, we're, like, it's so much more common in our experience in really any business setting that we're really talking at each other. And so when you actually demonstrate that you really cared about somebody and that you listened to them and you paid attention to what they had to say, that becomes an incredible competitive advantage that stands out from 90% of the pack. And what we create that I think is that unfair advantage is all the time we hear from customers, my contact mapping app reminded me it was time to reach out to Stu today. I looked at my notes. I remembered something about a conversation or an interaction or something that was unique to our relationship together, and I reached out to him, and what happened next was much like these people that say, oh my God, I made $300,000. It's this situation where they go, the person was, you know, they couldn't believe I called them that day. They tell me I was about to call you, which is never true. That's just what people say because they wish they would have about to call you. And they say, I want to buy what you have, or I want to do business with you, or I have this opportunity for you, or whatever it is. And all of that would have never in any way occurred if you wouldn't have taken the time to reach out. And so these are the kind of unfair advantages that you can create, really kind of combining the themes of your two books, Stu, that it's about caring enough about people to put a little bit of effort into standing way above the rest of the pack, and then to have this sort of insurgent mindset that Weeds have of, we're not just going to do the basic, we're not going to do the bare minimum, we're not going to do what everybody else has done. We are going to take over the world. We're going to do it together in community, and we want everybody to be part of this movement instead of having it be just all about me on an island. And so that's what those things are really about. So we got to take one more quick break. We're going to come back with Stu Hynek right after this. He's the author of How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed. Make sure you go check out the new book on Amazon. You're going to absolutely love it. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault on the Genesis Communication Network.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-799-7999. Young. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. We got Stu Hynek with us, and this guy's written an amazing couple of books that if you haven't bought them on Amazon by now, I'm coming to your house. They will change your life because I'm telling you, you want your business to grow like a weed. And sometimes we are so controlling of the process that we don't let it grow. And what he's done is proven to you that let that baby go, man. It's going to fly if you just let it go out there. Just lead with your chin. Stop thinking so much. And you win, right, Paco?
That's exactly. I love it. I love it. So, Stu, you got the new book out here in the world. You are making big waves. The people that have already put amazing testimonials on the book, including Kathy Ireland, Nicola Corzine, who's the executive director of the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center. I mean, you have some huge people who are already behind this. You know, when you think about the vision of the impact you want to create from this book, what's the legacy that you think that this new concept is going to leave in the world?
Oh, there are a bunch of them, but one is, it's going to sound crazy. I think this one is going to be the biggest business growth book in the world. Not because I wrote it, not because of this interview, you know, any of those things, not because of anything I've done. It's because the weeds are so awesome. They're just incredible. And it will dawn on people that, my God, yeah, you know what? We've all known the expression to grow like a weed. We know what that means, but now someone has actually sat down and figured out, well, how do they actually grow like this? How do they spread like this? And how can we do the same thing in our business? You know, you asked about legacy. One of the things, and you mentioned the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center. I mentioned in the book that I'm going to start a new award, an annual award called the Total Weed Award. I can't wait to call some people Total Weeds. you mentioned Nicola as well. And so we are putting together a partnership with the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center so that the Total Weed Award will become an award that's given out at the with the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center. And I'll tell you what's so cool about this, because it's also total weed strategy for both sides, but certainly on my side, because the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center will be easily attracting media partners for this event and sponsors. That's great. This is going to be a fundraising event for the center. But those media sponsors or partners, those are critical to me, because they're going to spread more seeds than I could possibly imagine about the book. And I do believe that as people catch on to, like, no, I'm not talking about this kind of weed, first of all. And, you know,
sure.
But as they catch on, as they realize, oh, my God, look at the weeds. Look what they're doing. Oh, my God, there's this book. I think it'll actually become the biggest selling book in the world on growth strategy.
I knew it. He signed the book just to Adrian. Dang it.
I got to get you one as well. And a pack of seeds for Adrian's lawn.
We want to help you promote that whole NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center, everything you're doing. We are huge fans of you. Nothing is better than having your business grow out of control. And every one of you have got that opportunity if you stop thinking so small. Right, Stu?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can spread worldwide.
Yeah, think about that.
That's a huge deal. And these connections, right? You know, what I love about what Stu has talked about today and what I see you doing in each one of our interactions is that you're thinking about how do we make connections that have this, you know, win-win of, you know, spreading effect for everybody, right? What you're doing is helping the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center to further its message and to connect to more and better entrepreneurs. When they put you up and create this award, that's allowing you to connect to media partners and to further your message as well. And so all over the place, there are these win-win opportunities to create things and to create connection points that allow for everybody to be better off than before you got to the table. And that, again, that comes back to what this is all about, right? It's not about how do I be winner take all and get what I want, and I don't care if you get what you want. It's about how do I be more creative in finding ways for everybody to win and to put the right kind of people together where I see the opportunity for these two parties to win together. And that's something that every one of us can do.
Yeah, I think so. And really, I just absolutely love the fact that it sounds like I'm doing a commercial for contact mapping, but I'm not. I just love the fact that you help people collaborate because it's just such a huge part of the Weeds model. And when I'm consulting with people on how to grow their business, we're focusing, we have to focus on the whole model, but we end up going right to what are your unfair advantages? What are some of the ones, what sorts of other unfair advantages can you cultivate? And then also, what kind of alliances do you have? Because that's, you don't do it with one-to-one leverage. You do it with at least sort of multi-channel leverage, and even better if it's collective scale, so just on a broad basis or broad scale. And you help people do it. It actually is a great fit. It's an amazing fit.
Do you know what the big question of the day is?
What is it?
How did we live our life this long without him?
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. We love you, man.
We need to create an alliance.
Yes, we do.
That's what we need to do.
Oh, my goodness. So please go right now. Either go to StuHynek.com or just jump on Amazon, search for How to Grow Your Business Like a Weed. You are going to absolutely love this book. You're going to love Stu and what he's up to. And he's making a positive difference in the world just like you are. So make sure you do that. Stu, thank you so much for being here today. I am so excited for what the future holds as we collaborate together. And so thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me. And Tom, so great to meet you finally. Thanks. This was a blast.
You are an You just got a spirit about you that I love. Thanks a million, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next week, we've got Jordan Adler, author of Beach Money.
You won't like him nearly as well as Stu. He's an amateur.
So thanks for listening to Legacy Leadership on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.